Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Got Drated While Hallucinating. I guess drated means drunk and high. And that was sent in by Christoph Duran. This show will be picking the winner of this month's 420 Club giveaway, which is a gavel pipe, courtesy of the High Court, that we gave out as gifts to people who worked on the show. But somebody's going to win one today. We got all these names in the bowl. I just have to pick one. And you can become a member of the 420 Club and be eligible for these drawings by signing up at patreon.com/gettingdug. I went deep. Let's see who we got. The winner is Charles Connell. Congratulations, Charles. Yeah, let's hear it for him. Give it up for Charles. Let's do some Doug plugs before we start the show. I'm going to be doing a podcast taping tonight at 9 o'clock, Doug Loves Movies at Meltdown Comics in Hollywood. Tomorrow night, I'm doing stand-up at the Improv in San Jose, California. And if you're in Southern California on Thursday, April 20th, come to Getting Doug with High, the live show at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano. And if you can't attend, of course, you can watch it live starting around 8:15 Pacific time on youtube.com/Doug Benson. Enjoy the show. In the spaceman with two guests, an old bee and a newbie. It's Chloe Dykstra and Joey Coco Diaz.
Oh, shit. I like the beginning. It looks like a Scientology ad.
Right? Yeah, that's how we...
It's real.
That's
epic.
How we sucker people in.
We're going to lure them fuckers.
Oh, come for the Scientology. Stay for the getting high. I like that it's Chloe and Joey. That's
fun. Chloe and Joey, yeah.
Yeah, I told them I want all my guests names to rhyme from now on.
You know Chloe and Joey have history?
We do.
I figured it out. That's why I knew, Joey, you would be here, and I was trying to think of somebody else to have on the show, and you guys follow each other on Twitter.
That's our history pretty much right there.
No, but I figured out that you knew each other for that reason. But what's the history?
We were in Spider-Man 2 together in 2004.
Spent 2 weeks together.
On the train when she was a young child.
15 years old.
And I was a fucking lunatic.
Yeah. That's a terrific role model.
I felt like the professional. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she was your Natalie Portman. I like it.
She was great. She was a great young
woman.
That's
very cool.
Well, thank you.
She really was. And she had great parents. So I was like impressed. I was like, wow.
Joey was my favorite. He was like my safety on set. If like anything bad was happening, I'd just hang out with Joey.
It was great.
Well, that's really
I was
cool.
Too big to be on the train. So Sam Raimi kept telling me, just go in the hut and relax up there. And I would just go in for 2 weeks, register, steal a gallon of pomegranate juice and go to my little fucking hut. And that was it.
I love it. Chloe is a, how do you describe yourself? Actress, model, gamer?
I have no idea.
You're a jack of all trades.
I'm a jack of all trades, yeah. Actress, model, gamer. I guess that's about right.
Right?
Yeah.
You do all those
game
things.
Journalist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Thank you.
All around cool person.
Thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, nerds love that your father is John Dykstra.
Yeah.
The special effects genius. It's 19 minutes after the hour, which means it's almost 4:20 somewhere.
Ding! 4:20 somewhere!
Now, Chloe, you said, yes, I'll do the show, but you also confided that it's been a minute smoked weed.
I'm a little nervous right now. I don't think I've really smoked weed for, like, a decade at this point.
Like 10
it's
years?
It's been about 10 years, I think, since I properly got high.
And for Joey and I, it's been about 10 minutes.
Fuck yeah. I'm still high from when I got up this morning at 5:30. I was still high from last night.
Really?
Oh my God!
You got that high last night?
Yeah, I smoked.
I'm off deep the edibles.
Yeah, I got off the edibles for Lent.
Oh,
I gave them up for
Lent. That's a good thing to give up for Lent.
You know, when you're eating fucking 1,800 milligrams, you got to give it a break after a while.
Yeah, it's good to build up your tolerance.
And since I stopped smoking the edibles, my weed tolerance went low. So I'm getting super fucking stoned again, eating peanut butter out of the jar. That type of shit with no spoons.
All right, well, let's go ahead and hit it then. We've loaded all the pipes with a sativa called 24K. I assume you'll want to stick with sativa if it's been a long time.
That's the, like, chill out one.
It's the one that's not going to put you to sleep, hopefully.
Right, okay, cool.
Yeah, the indica, they say indica couch is what they say, because it puts you down. We're not here to put you down. We're here to lift you up.
All right, here we go. So, I have the same exact lighter.
You have a slow burn lighter?
I have one of these guys. Little Cheetah one.
Okay.
And just pick a pipe.
Cottonmouth on it. Yeah, anything you want.
All right.
Let me get a bong.
Give something to the world. Yeah, all right. I like it.
It's Tuesday.
Doug, will you pick one for me?
It's Tuesday. How about this little baby one here?
Right,
oh, that is a cutie.
That's a nice one. Just
you never steered me wrong. Okay.
I like it.
No.
Let's do it.
Oh, here we go.
Getting Doug with High is in session.
Oh, look at my little baby cloud. That was so sad. Fucking sad.
How's it feel so far?
Good so far. I'm not coughing my guts out yet, so far so good.
I've had a new issue, or not new, it's something I've noticed over the years, but people with allergies, they're saying that allergy season this year is really bad. And I've got lots of allergies. And, you know, when they test you for allergies, one of my allergies is weed, which is a catch-all word for, you know, weeds that grow out of the ground. And I didn't think necessarily marijuana. But many times over the last few weeks when I smoke weed, I just suddenly start sneezing and my eyes get red. And it's
really
completely embarrassing. So we'll see what happens today. I haven't had too much problem with that in the spacement. So maybe you guys keep it really clean in here or something. Maybe it's because it's in the back of the office. Maybe it doesn't get mold and dust and all that stuff back here.
This is a really stupid question. What does this do?
That's a poke bowl. Thanks for mentioning it, because I think our viewers can still get 10% off. No, it's like a poke bowl, though, right? when you close it up, it's a beautiful orb. But when it's open, that thing is how you you clean pipes. As soon as we have one we need to clean, we'll demonstrate it. So I should hit another one. Should keep it going. But so what is your high history, Chloe Dystra? Like, what's the first time you ever got high? Do you remember that experience?
I have my whole own high history.
Well, I don't know if I remember, like, the first proper time I got high, but I remember the first time I got really fucking high, and that was a disaster. So I hung out with all these kids when I was younger who just, like, were kind of deadbeats. We all, like, we had dirt weed, like, really bad weed. So you could smoke a ton of it, and you'd, like, maybe get a little high. And then I went out with a friend, and he had
real weed,
and I didn't know the difference between the two, and we smoked a blunt together, and everything got really small, like the whole world just got super small.
It's happening right now.
And I ran outside to the balcony, and I remember looking down, and like it's like 200 feet drop, even though we were on the second floor, and then I was like, okay, and then I went to my car and hung out in my car until 4 a.m, and that was basically what happened. That was my first time getting really, really high.
All right. That sounds somewhat typical. I haven't really heard the small thing before.
Well, like the whole, you know, like when the room just sort of starts moving a little bit. Like, it's not like moving, but it just like
throbbing a little bit.
Yeah, it's just a little bit smaller.
Or maybe the room was already doing that and you hadn't noticed until you got high.
That's also
maybe
possibly
it, you
true.
Know, opened up
opens
your,
the dimension
your
to the next
third eye.
Portal.
They call it
possibly.
Something like that. I don't know. I just asked people the question about, you know, when the first time they got high was, you know, in case there's not, you know, a lot of conversation going on. I have a lot of comedians on the show. Joey can back me up on this, who just can't shut the fuck up. You know, so it becomes a can Doug get a word in show while we're all getting high. But today I feel like it's going to be just the opposite. I feel you guys are very calm. not necessarily anxious to do punchlines. Are you off the clock, Joey?
No, I'm just paying attention, my friend.
All right. Let me work on my punchlines. We'll see
how
Did you see the high court at all?
No, wait.
Joey was a bailiff on a few episodes.
Yes. Really?
He did a terrific job.
A lot of fun.
He called
seem like you make a really good bailiff, Joey.
He called some of the litigants wenches at one point to get them to settle the fuck down. Because they wouldn't shut up, and he was trying to keep it TV clean.
The wenches!
But then we told him, you could swear, you know, so I think he got a few F-bombs in. It was always hilarious getting the notes from the standards and practices at the network, because they tell you what you need to bleep. But in an email that went to men and women alike, and it would just say, fuck, motherfucker, cock, or whatever. And it was just like, this is weird. This is like, in other companies, everyone would have to go to HR and take a seminar on sexual harassment. Yep. If somebody sent an email, somebody said, fuck, motherfucker, cock. Did I say it right?
Cock is a very good word that we've been using a lot at my work.
Yeah, like, you like cock?
I mean, what it stands for sucks, but, like, you don't get bleeped for it yet. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very, like, shitty word. It just basically means pussy, but you don't get bleeped for it yet, you know?
And I got a point.
Right? No?
What?
You don't get...
Cuck?
Yeah. Cuck.
Oh.
Cuck.
Yeah.
Cuck means like, yeah, like if you're... cuckolded, like...
Yeah, well, the alt-right
like the
kind
dudes
of
that
like...
have to watch a man have sex with their wife are cucks.
So, you, like, you've been
so that's a
like,
big word now because...
You learn something new every day.
Like, it's I feel like...
Cuck. I didn't know dick about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, when she was like, yeah, you can say cuck all you want. Joey was like, you can?
What's
cuck? No, cuck.
Is this your first time hearing cuck?
Yeah, cuck.
You never heard cuck?
C-U-C-K.
C-U-C-K.
Yeah, I never heard nobody say cuck.
Well, you're welcome.
Fuck
have you
that.
Seen C-U-C-K's new Netflix special?
That's like the Mad TV. Remember the Mad magazines where they would change the names so they wouldn't be the actual names of them?
Right.
Yeah. That's
yeah,
like,
but they'd make them comedic every time.
Exactly.
It was always like, you know, laugh. You try to, like my last name in a Mad magazine now would be like Bongson or something like that.
Pretty much.
Stephen Tochi. I hope I said that right. I'm just saying some people who did not win in the drawing that we did today. Devin Parnes, just want to make sure everybody knows it's legit and all these people are out there becoming members of Patreon.com. Rich D. Marinis and Carla Miller.
Nice.
Speaking of Carla Miller, Joey has a special. It's on CISO that you can watch that maybe Carla Miller might have seen.
I think she was a producer on it.
Oh, okay. What's
she
it called?
The special effects. Yes, be unacceptable. I have no fucking
for
idea.
For reals?
Yeah.
Does Lee just follow you around in case that happens?
No, no, I
forgot the name of your show.
Listen, man, it's been a rough two fucking days, all right?
This is going to be
so
a great episode.
I remember one time
in
1985, I was living in the what's the Tenderloin?
The Tenderloin?
In San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
They were stabbing motherfuckers daily.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was living, and it's a hostel now, but it used to be the Virginian Hotel.
Sounded pretty hostile before.
And I found these credit cards on the floor.
Go
but
on.
They belonged to a woman. So I told my girlfriend, I go, listen, we got to fucking eat something. We got to go in that jewelry store and get a watch and sell it on. So she goes in there. The lady's name was Coors, like C-O-O-R-S, like the beers. The girl I was with spelt it K-O-R-S. The guy goes, you spelt your name wrong. I need to see ID. She's like, no, that's how you spell my name. And she goes, no, I'm looking at the card. You spell it with a C. And the girl I'm with goes, man, I'm having a bad day. And the counter goes, listen, I've had many a bad day. I always remember how to spell my fucking name. I'm calling the cops. We had to run the fuck out of there. I just remember that.
I'm just having a bad day. I get my K's and my C's confused.
But I got to tell you something. Back to your show. You know, sometimes when you shoot something, and you'll attest to this, and you will, like you leave there and you don't know how to feel about what you just did.
Yeah.
When I saw it, it was one of the best things I did the last 10 years, because I felt that was part of TV history. It was like when little Ricky. It was like when little Ricky was born. Right. You know what I'm saying? It was part of history. Yeah. It was the first time somebody really got eye on that. I was fucked up.
Shot on the same lot as Ricky and Desi and I Love Lucy.
You see what I'm saying? Who the fuck you think you're dealing with? Joey Bananas? I know my fucking.
No, wait. Let me check the card. It's Joey Coco Diaz, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm not. This so isn't yeah. Joey Bananas.
No, Joey Bananas is my alter ego. thank you again because I thought it was a part of history and I didn't realize it till I saw it and I go, that's me smoking fucking dope on TV.
For real, right?
The first time I smoked dope, if I would have said I'm going to keep smoking dope so I can make it on TV smoking dope, like I just got a bunch of thoughts. So it's an honor. Now that I look back, it's an honor.
Well, you don't have don't have to call me your honor, but thank you for saying that. And you know, that was my whole deal the whole time. Is I love being the guy that got a show on TV where we really sat around and smoked weed.
It was fucking brilliant,
and no one complained about it either.
Let's smoke to it. Let's celebrate. Right. Fuck it. Why talk shit? Why chitter chatter? You know what I'm saying? You ever have those people that hold the joint and they tell you a long story and you're looking at it and it's burning, you feel like stabbing them in the fucking neck? Just give me that fucking thing, then tell me the story.
Right, but you don't do it because being high makes you a gentle soul. But you do think it. I want to stab this.
No, the whole
person.
Fucking time that when they're telling you the story, and the story is irrelevant. Like you want to hear a story, like you want to get gang raped. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't want to hear no fucking story. And he won't stop with that
those
fucking
are both
joint.
On the bottom like of my list, almost a tie.
Again, it's Tuesday. A lot of things could happen. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Open your mind.
I'm
up.
Having a bad day. I'm confusing things with rape. check this out, Pokeball.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
And then all the ashes just fall right out. Bottom's made of rubber, so you could just dump it right into the garbage or toilet or wherever you put your ashes.
Nice.
I save them. I let them walk. It looks like lava. I let mine fill up just
that's one pipe down. Let's kill every pipe on the
table. Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is the indica over here in the... this was the pipe that was given
that's
to
like,
me by...
very burner man.
Mr. Tommy Chong gave me this.
Oh, nice.
I think. Allegedly. Because it could be somebody else. This was from that guy that's friends with the dude from Black Crowes.
This is the most aggressive
Farmer
looking.
Dave.
This one right here is the most aggressive looking pipe I've ever seen.
That's right. You know, you're probably reacting to it because it seems like it's out of a Middle Earth video game. Like it's
well, I was thinking more like a porn. This looks very like
this
shape.
Oh, it's phallic to you?
Well,
wait
this
a second.
Shape is
wait
very...
a second. You didn't see this?
Well, that's also a butt toy.
We used to have one with really big bubbles on it, and it was super fun. Margaret Cho wanted to take it home with her and make love to it, and yeah.
How many of those do you think have been in somebody's butt before? Like genuinely, like somebody's just really bored.
I don't know.
Bored
I couldn't even
they...
tell you about this one because there might be a weirdo on the crew. It's like I'm going to take that home.
Like you
surprise my lady. Here's a dirty, weird pipe from getting dug with high.
And it's kind of brown. I wouldn't touch it. You know
right? That is very brown.
It's
very
got some
brown.
Wang to it. This one here.
And if they've washed it, it makes
this
it even
This is what ISIS smokes. Like the pipe like this. This is what ISIS smokes.
Yeah.
Like something like this.
This is what ISIS.
This is the kind of shit ISIS uses.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit.
Joe, I fucking missed you.
You haven't seen each other in like 10 years?
No. I mean, we've talked.
But you follow on social media.
Yeah.
I didn't see her for a long time. And then I went to an audition. And when I got there, I signed my name and I saw Chloe Dykstra.
Oh.
And I looked over and there was a fucking headshot of a young, beautiful fucking girl. And I go, that's fucking little Chloe. Holy shit, she stuck with it. Like I was blown
mostly,
away.
I mean, I pretty
I
much.
She stuck with it. When I went in, I asked the casting director, Chloe Dykstra in here? And they go, yeah, she just left. Like, I fucking asked for you.
Aww,
I go, how'd
Joey.
She do? Is she a savage? So, yeah, this was weird. This was at a weird time on a train. It was great.
Yeah, we basically lived on a train for 2 weeks, is what happened.
I was on a plane flight, redundant, with a young Hillary Swank.
Really?
Yeah, when she was like 15, 16 years old. And like if I ever met her, I could tell her, I could remind her what happened and she'd remember me. Because there was like a kid on the plane who...
Was this before or after?
This was way before anything. She was just like, she was like flying back and forth between L.A. and Seattle, where she lived at the time. And she was, you know, just a young actress model just trying to get into something. And it was before she was in, what was her first thing? Like Karate Kid 3?
Thanks. Yeah.
Is that it? No, she was on a sitcom with Jay Moore.
What?
Anyway, I'm going to look up more information. This is quite a cliffhanger. I'll try to not say any spoilers for Million Dollar Baby and continue this discussion. But we'll be back after these messages.
Weed Week is happening soon on Viceland, the TV channel from Vice. It's literally what it sounds like, a week of weed on TV. Like Shark Week, but with weed. Weed Week starts April 17th and ends on 420. They are premiering new seasons of shows like Bon Appetit, where top chefs cook a fancy five-course meal with weed, infusing everything from the wine to the steak to the dessert. And Weedicate returns, exploring the current culture and politics around weed in America, from the growers to the smokers, the doctors, parents, and everyday people impacted by marijuana policies. Rapper Action Bronson is coming back in a 420 special of Fuck That's Delicious to get really stoned and eat a bunch of great food around New York City with his friends. And late nights, Desus and Mero move their Viceland show to LA for the week so they can legally celebrate the high holy days. Weed Week starts April 17th on Viceland. Go to Viceland.com to find your channel.
Points.
Going forward, starting today, we can only afford to give you 200 a day.
Well, actually, the thing is that we agreed on 300 earlier, and then that's already pretty low for me.
Yeah.
And if there's a
moose.
Possible...
Okay. So, have you seen my bagel?
Have you seen my bagel?
Okay, so I was wondering.
That guy is a fucking riot.
Okay, so 300 is already too low, and I'm going.
I know. I mean, we're putting more money in front of the camera. We're putting that money in front of the camera, which is great for everybody. Hello. Hi. I have to be
Hey.
Oh, sorry. We're closed.
Well, it says you're open till 2. Oh, I actually wasn't going to get anything to eat. I was hoping I could just get a cup of coffee.
That's all you're going to get was just a cup of coffee?
Yeah, a cup of coffee would be great.
All right, I'll put on a pot.
Thanks.
Hey, we're back with Chloe and Joey.
Yeah.
And we were having a real fun conversation where I was dominating and they were listening, where I was saying that I was on a plane with Hillary Swank. There was a little boy there. For some reason, I did a magic trick for the little boy, and we all had a wonderful time together. And she had a really bad burn mark on her leg from leaning against the exhaust pipe of a car.
You should definitely bring that up when you see her.
It's so specific. It's so weird that I remember specifically, because years later when she started showing up in things, I was like, I think I know that girl. And I was like, fuck, I was on the plane with that girl.
That's funny.
And we've never met since. I saw her one time eating with Rob Lowe outdoors in Manhattan on a nice day, and I was walking by, and I was like, I'm not going to walk up to her while she's eating
with Rob Lowe.
Not Rob Lowe, Chad Lowe.
Okay.
Her husband.
I was like,
but
she was hanging out with Rob Lowe.
He tends to get forgotten, her husband, because that was the infamous.
He gets confused.
Didn't
with
name him
Rob
in the acceptance
Lowe.
Speech. She didn't
oh,
name her
yeah.
own husband when she won the
That's
Oscar.
That's right. I remember
yeah,
that.
So that was a big thing for her.
I have some plans.
And then, of course, they got divorced.
I have some decent plane stories.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have some plane descent stories? Bam!
Oh, my God.
I thought that was going to bring the house down. I was so excited about it.
It's getting a little smaller in here, but...
Right? That's what happened. The room's too small for everybody.
All right.
Lee Syatt's just hanging out.
He needs a breather. He had enough yesterday. Those two bong hits of that fucking weed killed him.
If you're, you know, you're on the ride, right, going home, so if during the break you want to come in and get a hit, you're welcome to. But, you know, Joey knows best.
Try some of that Paris.
How high did the crew get here? Like, that's what my question is. Are you guys all, like, tolerant now? Like, you guys don't even feel it anymore?
Well, I think we have some, you know, seasoned...
veterans.
...smokers, but also, I think the contact high thing is a little...
Oversold. Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's as real as people think it is. With the high court, Joey was there... We were in the middle of a huge soundstage, and they had this whole ventilation system, so, like, the people working there...
Didn't get
affected by it at all. But in here, with a low ceiling, do you guys ever get feel like you're getting high from it?
Thumbs up in the back.
You gave it one of these, like, yeah, a little bit.
We had a cameraman opt out.
It's pretty...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, during a show, a cameraman bailed?
Early on, we had a cameraman who didn't want to do that.
Between shows, he said, I don't want to do it anymore.
No, when we were hiring him.
He never did it.
Never did it.
Okay. Because that would be interesting if a cameraman left during the show and I didn't notice. Which is...
Like he just couldn't take
doable.
It no more in the
it
middle.
It could happen.
Like he just fucking said, enough. I can't take it no
what
more.
What did I sign on for?
I'm seeing unicorns. I think this would be a great cameraman job. You sit, right? You breathe a little reefer.
Yeah, it's pretty great to me.
You eat a fucking donut. That's it.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
name names.
You're in Culver City. You got a barbecue up the block. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, it's no big deal.
At least you're high for the ride. Who wants to take that ride on the 405 sober? That's fucking murder. Who? You ever get on the 405? You're like, I got a joint in the fucking glove box. This motherfucker's getting cooked. You open up that moonroof, you blast the air, you put the radio low, you know what I'm saying? And you look for motorcycle cops. That's it. You just sit there and look for fucking motorcycle cops.
You just watch for chips?
No, I just watch for chips. I get out of the HOV lane, because I usually drive in the HOV lane. I got the kid's seat in the back. I put like a little hat on it, and I get in that HOV lane. Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm getting to the airport in 20 minutes. I'm going to sit here like a dunce. Fuck you.
Put a little hat on it.
Yeah,
that's what I say.
Well, you got to pay attention on that fucking HOV.
I put a hat on it today. I didn't like my hair today. I put a hat on it. So when you're getting a ride from Uber, because that happens when for professional gigs, they'll send an Uber for you, you know, or a limo. Do you talk that dude into letting you smoke in there?
No. That's his livelihood.
Right?
I got the vapor pen. You open up the window, hit that vapor on
the
way.
Oh, so you do that and they don't mind it?
No, I got a cool Uber guy. I got an Armenian Uber driver. They don't fuck around.
You get the same one every time?
The same one.
How do you do that?
I call him at the house. You know me, I'm a professional.
Oh,
I ain't got time to be fucking playing guess the driver. You know what I'm saying?
I know, you're right. You're
it's
right.
It's like fucking Jeopardy, guess the driver. Lee had a bail on one night. He got one. Because after midnight, they get fucked up. You think about it. Nobody really wants
right.
the Uber after midnight.
Oh,
it's not
yeah.
like Judas Priest. You know what I'm saying? You get picked up by fucking creepy people after midnight, so you got to be careful in Uber. But, I got a cool Uber driver. I call him. He comes over. Bam, bam. We take a fucking ride at the airport. I don't have to walk up to the third floor like a civilian.
You just pay him cash?
No, I Uber.
You just do the Uber thing, I think.
What, you ping him like when he's in your driveway? Or?
I get in his car. Boom, boom, boom. Bing. Bing. Right there.
That makes perfect
like
sense.
Like a fucking doctor.
That is the closest car.
Like a fucking doctor. You understand?
Where you're at.
It's like peanut butter when it met chocolate. You know what I'm saying? He's just driving down the street, and all of a sudden I happen to beep the fucking Uber, and it just so happens I'm in front of him.
Wow. I love it.
And that's the mind of the Armenian. You understand? Anybody else wouldn't have the fucking audacity to do that. Armenians don't give a fuck. Without Armenians
about,
in L.A., we'd be fucking shot to death. What?
Some pot topics. Let's talk some pot topics.
Hot topic.
Yeah, you just get him high and watch him go. It's a pretty easy gig. People always like, why don't have Joey on more often? I'm like, he can be on every show if he wants.
Why'd you give me
I'll
the
just
fucking?
Sit,
why'd
sit
you give me the fucking
high.
Sativa?
I'll sit here and get high.
I'm an indica
ass.
Guy. That's why I brought my own indica. You give me sativa, like, and it's like give me a blast of blow.
It's like I've tricked you into coming over to my house and doing a show for me and my friends. Canada. You go to Canada, right?
The warrants, I can't.
Oh, shit. I probably ask you that every time.
Yes. It's,
I can't tell if that's a joke or not.
No, I got a warrant, so I can't go to Canada.
Oh, shit.
A non-extradition warrant. Fuck Seattle.
Well, you know what? It turns out this legalization in Canada, fake news. Don't worry about it. All no right, reason sweet. To go there. The next topic. No, Canada, which I love, in spite of their the rules of keeping. Couldn't you get a thing going to get you allowed to go in?
But I still got to take care of the warrant in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Fuck them.
What about Seattle?
I'm so
can't
curious.
Seattle help you out?
I tried. They can't even find the files.
Oh.
It's a fucking nightmare.
Why don't they just make a new file and say you're cleared?
I'm trying. It's from 1995.
Holy shit.
Jesus. Wait, so you can't leave to Canada or any country?
I can't even go back to Cuba.
Seriously?
Yeah, I would leave back to Cuba right now, go buy a house.
So this
Cuba.
Has been, what, like 10 years, 20 years?
Since 1995, since before you were born.
Jesus.
I had a warrant. I was down here, and they wanted me to fucking do the paperwork down here, but I wasn't going to go to no fucking 9 o'clock thing every Saturday morning. I got shit to do.
Yeah, that's true. You gotta live your life right.
Fuck that.
Could you tell them now that though you've been a bailiff in a court of law?
Oh, yeah.
A recognized
You know what? I think you should write me a
Don't
recommendation
you have, like, a
letter.
Cop
that's what we
or
should
something?
Do.
Like,
no, I got nobody.
Let's fix it so Joey can go to Cuba. Let's make that a mission of this show.
Is that Kickstarter?
You should take the whole shit of Cuba.
Daniel Kellison had to pull some strings to get us permission to smoke weed in a soundstage.
I was curious
in
about
Los
that
Angeles.
Too. I was like, how do you guys do that? Because it's a private company.
There were a lot
company.
Of rules we had to follow.
Oh.
I told you my allergies might act up in this episode because I've been having problems. But no, I feel good. So how come when I smoke at home, when I smoke flowers sometimes, I just have fucking sneezing fits?
The
and
cat.
I don't hear.
Could it be something else? Because you're
I don't have any animals.
Hmm.
Maybe a cat next
right?
door.
That's
interesting.
Weird.
Hit me up on Twitter if you think you know.
If you're a doctor.
Doug Benson.
I like getting all of your medical advice through Twitter.
We should.
Like, hey guys.
I
anybody?
Just mean more as a means of, like, I will forget to seek out that advice, but if somebody tweets
That's
it to
fair.
Me, I'll just see the tweet and go, oh, yeah, I wanted to know about that.
That's fair.
And did you want to know about Canada?
Yeah, let's hear about Canada.
Okay. I think it's a good pot topic.
Pot topic!
According to senior Canadian government officials, speaking on the condition of anonymity, so this leaked, I guess. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is going to try to pass countrywide legalization by July 1st, 2018,
hey,
in which
nice.
Time it would be legal for adults to smoke pot, and users would be allowed to possess up to 30 grams.
That's a lot, right?
How much do you possess
That's
at the
of...
most at any given time, Joey?
Like 4 or 5 canisters.
Yeah, could that be, is that about 30 grams?
Give or take.
That's another thing you don't get into weed for to learn all this complicated math, you know?
Yeah, like, I literally wouldn't be able like, to tell you, like, what, ounces and grams.
What,
just
a
like,
high person thought of, hey, let's sell it by an eighth and a quarter and a gram. What are you doing? We're all high.
Dude, I went on Saucy.
Big size, medium size, little size.
I went on Saucy, and I judged by the price how big the things are, because I don't know, like, if I was getting Bullet or whatever, and I accidentally ordered one this big, because I have no idea, like, liters and ounces. Like, that whole kind of measurement system is just not something I've...
I can't even follow Grande, Vente, whatever the fuck at Starbucks. I don't know which is which. Somebody gave me this, they wrote it on the back, which is very helpful, on the 311 cruise, the 2017 edition, and,
was 311
I wore it around like an idiot for a night, and then I got back and I was like, is that a good look? Just walk around with a blinking thing on? So I'll wear it for a little while on the show, see what people think of it. Maybe this is something we can give away to a very lucky person. Like, how long do you think the blinking lasts for? Like, 2 days if you just
Probably,
left it on?
Probably, I would guess it would start getting really sad around the second half of the day.
Start getting less blinky?
A little sad, yeah.
Slower blinks?
Winky, more like.
Let's
joke.
Smoke some more weed, you guys.
Oh, my God.
No, you don't have to. You
no,
don't have to.
No,
we just have to clear every pipe on the table. So,
okay.
But Joey and I can handle it. Joey and I can
Oh, this is
make
cute.
It happen. Yeah, that's our Big Lebowski pipe.
Oh, that's adorable.
A movie that holds up like a motherfucker
yeah,
anytime
it
it's on. Even what, just, even with commercials or with the swear words cut out.
Wait, that's a different song. What song is that?
Something that ISIS sings when they smoke weed. You know, I don't fucking know. What do you think?
There used to be like a kid's show, superhero named ISIS.
And Archer, too.
And she'd say something about a poem about raise my hand so I can fly up into the sky. But she, her catchphrase was, Almighty ISIS.
Jesus Christ.
I know, right?
What show was this?
It was a kid's show. On, I think it was on CBS on Saturday mornings.
They can just clip that out of this episode.
I don't know. Well, I'm just, it's probably on YouTube already. If you go look for it, you could probably look at it and laugh at it if ISIS humor is what you're looking for. Let's get high and talk about ISIS. But another pot topic I have sitting in front of me is that the International Journal of Drug Policy, that'd be a sweet place to work.
They probably make all the rules.
They probably clock in at 4:19 and leave at 5. They found that cannabis not only reduces opioid use, but it might help you kick tobacco, alcohol, and other drugs.
Really?
Yeah. They're finally doing studies to say what we've known all along, is that I've met plenty of people, especially people with, you know, injuries and addictions, that they can get off of stuff by smoking pot instead. Now, you could argue, well, then you get addicted to pot, but of all the things to get addicted to, it's, you know, it feels like it's the safest, and in some cases, medicine.
I'm trying to quit smoking. That shit sucks.
Right. So how's your weed adventure so far today?
This is pretty great, actually.
Right? So I know you can't pick up weed every time you want to smoke a cigarette because you want to smoke a cigarette constantly.
Right.
But if you just supplement it a little bit more towards quitting, and a friend of mine swears by a book on how to stop smoking.
Oh, Alan Carr.
Is that the book?
Yeah, that's the book.
Okay.
I've been smoking since I was 15, so I think at this point, I feel like I know most of the ways to try to quit. I did it for 3 years.
Wait, is Alan Carr the movie producer also?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I think
it's a different
just
Alan
like
Carr.
The guy that's... No. Are you thinking of... oh, shit, what's
right?
his name?
He produced Can't Stop the Music and shit like that. Alan Carr.
Oh, it's the same name, just like spelled differently, maybe?
Alan Carr.
Maybe he is a producer. I don't know, maybe he lives a double life.
Speaking of things to cut out, Alan Carr, yeah, but it's a different diet thing.
Different guy.
Or not diet, but how to quit smoking. What's the name of his How to Quit Smoking book? Let's give him a plug.
It's called The Easy Way to Quit to Stop Smoking. Is that what it is?
Smoking, yep.
It's a good book.
And what does it make you practice?
Well, the problem is, like, it gets rid of all of the other things in your head. Like, I wanted, you know, it keeps me calm, blah, blah, blah. But I think the problem is he misses out on the fact that I just, you know, you just really like to have a cigarette. Sometimes it's just really good to go out and have a cigarette. But it's got everything else. I mean, it mostly works for a lot of people.
You know how I quit smoking cigarettes?
How?
I got an 8-ball one night. And I went home with no cigarettes and beer. And I got so fucking paranoid that if I would leave the house to walk to 7-Eleven, I knew I wouldn't leave. I'd get so paranoid. So I did the whole 8-ball. I stayed in. The next morning I woke up. I go, if you could do a whole 8-ball and stay in all night without a cigarette, you could beat anything.
You got to do a segment like...
You think I'm fucking kidding?
Life tips from Joey
Diaz.
It's a true story.
Like pro tips.
Well, I'm sure you get a lot of this kind of these great tips on the Church of What's Happening Now, Joey's podcast.
Yeah, sometimes I give those secrets out.
Yeah, yeah. He does a show out in the valley. That's why I haven't done it, because I know I'm going to get hella high, and then I'm in the valley.
And then you're stuck in the valley.
I got to have, like, a whole valley day planned.
And we have, like, Stars of Death. I got liquid acid in the fucking thing. I got sugar cubes. I got blada.
I owe you an appearance.
We'll put you in a different fucking dimension. You come on the show.
I don't know what any of these things
Owen Benjamin came on, ate a star, and 2 days later he moved to Vermont. You know what I'm saying? So
that's why we can't get him back on the show. Wow.
We don't fuck around on that show.
All right, I might not eat a star.
You take it to the murky waters of the underworld.
I don't want to move to Vermont. It's all Bernie Sanders all the time in Vermont.
We get hash from the one-eyed Jew. He brings it over from Egypt every 6 weeks. We don't fuck around, dog. I got some shit. We'll smoke hash under a glass. I'll take it back. What's that?
She brings some hash here sometime.
Yeah. We'll have a good time.
We've done dabs here. I don't
like dabs.
Feels like somebody would have put hash on something.
You know what? I don't.
Well, that's good. You're setting up boundaries.
That's why I gave up edibles for Lent. Listen, once you got to bring a blowtorch to your fucking living room, my wife sees a blowtorch in my office.
If you're not auditioning for the...
What the fuck?
If you're not looking for a part in the reboot of Flashdance, then there's no reason to be walking around with a torch.
And I've tried it. It blows up your fucking lungs. Like, I got anxiety the first time I did it, first couple times. When they smoke off a rock and all that stuff, it's crazy. You know what? I just stick to the reef for a couple edibles, maybe hit an acid from time to time. I'm good.
Would smoking out of this give you anxiety?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This Edvard Munch scream.
Screams.
A dude gave me this in New York. I did Doug Loves Movies at the Gramercy Theater in New York City. And this dude always brings me crazy pipes. And he just always yells, Doug, and hands it to me as I'm trying to leave the stage. But super nice guy, obviously. And
can I see
but this one is a fucking scream guy.
Oh, I was wondering what this was.
Yeah.
I just see phallic stuff in all of these pipes. Like, if you look from behind, doesn't that kind of look like, right? Am I crazy here?
No, I mean, you know, to be a pipe, it has to have
an
end that someone can put their mouth on.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
Oh, he stands up, right?
Yeah.
I should smoke out of it, but I just want to say one more thing before we go. We got to go to another break. 57% of Americans told the General Social Survey that they think the use of marijuana should be legal.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Great numbers.
Good news.
They're just going to keep going up.
Mm-hmm.
Those fucking millennials. You know, the one thing I like about millennials is they don't give a shit about marijuana, the millennials.
That's true.
Every other time somebody brings up millennials, I'm like, I don't need to hear it.
I think millennials are mostly liberal kind of social.
Right, and they're young, but I watch all the shit young people watch. So I feel like they're not a different group than me. I feel like we're all on the same page.
Yeah. For the most part.
All right, we got to go to a break. We'll be back with more with Chloe and Joey. Hey, everybody.
We're getting done with high.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, there's a party.
Can we sit on the floor, please?
Did you like it, Dan?
The pot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna find out who here's a narc. Everybody smokes. Everybody smokes. If you don't smoke, you're a fucking cop.
Every comedian I know has spent so much time, they work so hard to make a show. And your show is just getting a bunch of people high.
I'm going to think everybody's mad at me. I'm going to make a joke all confident, and then I'm going to be like, that was stupid. I'm sorry.
What was the point of the story? Oh. That, oh, and also, by the way, I'm high already. And, yeah. I mean, I usually am, you know? We send out a release when people send us a song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's a new one coming. But this one, folks, gotta find the card, is that was Clayton Gates once again. And you can check out Clayton at youtube.com/ClaytonGates. We're up to 1,883 viewers watching live.
What is the URL?
Slacking off at whatever they're supposed to be up to.
What do I, like, what's the URL for this?
It's youtube.com/Doug Benson.
Okay, easy. Yeah.
Got Chloe's going to do some social media right now.
Well, that's the remaining problem. I'm so bad at social media. Okay.
We'll see what kind of bump we get. We'll ask for a tally.
Oh, yeah.
Right at
determine
the very end.
My worth here.
Okay. No, just more like fun to see if the number goes up.
Let me see. All right, we'll see. Let's see how this works. Let's see what my social media millennial reach is.
I've always wanted to host a telethon. I always like being there when the numbers are going up.
You should have one landline on this show and just like put the number somewhere really obscure and see if anybody can find it.
Okay.
No? Is that a terrible idea?
It's a confusing idea. It seems like there's two things going on there, right?
No, because like they'll
make
find
it hard to find. So that's kind of weird for a pod show.
Well, you don't want like you don't.
Good
want
luck,
make
everybody. This is not going to be easy.
Ringing.
Oh, then I'm not going to try.
Get, like,
it's my response.
That's fair.
If somebody goes, this is nearly impossible, I'd be like, okay, I'm out. That's why I don't play the lottery.
You just get one little landline and call and say hi, Doug. I don't know. I guess there's also chat. You could just do that and make it easy.
Absolutely. You've got a new channel?
Oh, yeah. We're starting a new channel called...
And this is crazy, the name of this channel.
It's called Unsubscribe.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to beat everybody to the punch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just put it right out there at the start.
Yeah, just unsubscribe.
It's kind of like, I get so many emails from the same thing before I finally go, dummy, just open it, scroll down, and unsubscribe.
Yep. We just make it really easy for you, just right there.
I completely forget to do that. Until I see something 1,000 times, that's when I probably draw the line. All right, enough.
Oh, shit.
1,000 things from MeUndies.
MeUndies?
I haven't...
Shit is like...
I haven't unsubscribed from MeUndies because they...
Which means you have a pair of
They've
MeUndies.
Been a sponsor on the show, but they sent some, but I didn't personally put them on. Am I in breach saying that?
They're fucking tremendous.
You like them?
Fuck yeah.
Okay, see, that's all we needed. We're back on track.
And the cotton is different, like... You know, it's a nice little material. I wear them to jujitsu and shit.
So you're not like talking out your ass. You actually have a pair of MeUndies here.
I got a couple of them.
Awesome.
Yeah, I should really rethink that and try them on.
They bring polka dots. They have all craziness and shit. Give it a shot. Columbus did.
It's so weird about anybody that I like kind of know handing me some underwear
like tips.
If they sent
some. Well, that's kind of creepy, but if they sent it to you in the mail, it's different.
Right?
If somebody hands you underwear, I don't expect you to dial mine one more, Chloe.
Hand delivery.
But if I mail you underwear, what the fuck?
I just, when they brought it up, do you want some of these? I just pictured somebody that works here having to hand me the underwear. This really flew by, you guys. This has been crazy. Her new channel's Unsubscribe, and then you have a film that's going to be at festivals.
Hopefully, yeah.
Tell us about it.
It's called Diminuendo, and I play an actress. It's really, like, really a fun-loving, happy story. An actress who kills herself, and then they bring her back to life, basically, as a robot to act in a movie about her life.
What?
Yeah, I figured that would be a good pitch.
And you're
for this
the robot
show.
Lady?
I'm the robot lady.
Holy.
Yep, I got
cow.
To be a robot.
What's the tone of this piece?
Pretty sad.
Sad?
It's a pretty sad story.
Oh,
but it's a cool story. I read the script and I was so nervous about going in for the audition because it was such a cool idea and it was.
It's probably a very original work, not to draw any comparisons, but like kind of like Ex Machina sad?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, a little
that
bit.
Was pretty sad for a robot movie.
It was sad robot movies.
Did you see the one with where Bruce Dern lived with robots in space? Your dad probably worked on it.
It's possible. Wait.
Oh, that's so funny.
What movie is this?
Remember, it was just Bruce Dern, and he lived in this space pod, and he had, like, plants and stuff.
Silent Running.
Oh, he did work on it. Oh, that's funny.
Very cool.
That's funny.
That was kind of a sad robot movie, because it had robots.
Did you guys see?
I mean, ultimately, every robot movie's sad, right? Because the robot breaks down, or they have to kill it.
Yeah, or it just, like, can't achieve humanity.
I watch robots.
Right? You scared? Do they bother you?
I hate all that shit. I'm not gonna lie, I hate all that shit.
Oh, so you're talking an even bigger swath of like, what kind of movies do you like? What do you enjoy watching?
Movies, I'm into these 30 for 30s. I don't fucking know. It always changes. I don't watch.
But you don't like things that are cartoonish or childish or
no.
And like comedies, like raunchy comedies. You like those, all right?
No.
They have to be really good.
They have to be really fucking good.
Yeah.
All right. What's a really like good comedy that you love?
Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. That's as good as it gets in my fucking world.
That's got a journey in it, right? Like you can watch it from any point. You know where they've been and you know where they're going, but it's still still amazing.
You? What's your favorite comedy up to date right now?
It's a tough question.
And you come from, you know, you got a background, so what do you like?
I would say my favorite comedy is Dr. Strangelove. That's my favorite comedy of all time.
Oh, my God, they're saying that when it plays in a theater now, it just fucking destroys.
Yeah, it's fucking, it's amazing.
Because it's still so relevant.
Yeah.
Maybe more so. Joey's got a 420 show coming up. That's awesome.
Levy Live.
So this is what we do. We'll split up. We'll divide up California. Yeah, you can have from like, you know, like I'd say maybe Tarzana to the rest of the...
like Hell's Angels.
The rest of California.
Yeah, well, you're like the Hell's Angels and you're...
I'll take Tarzana and below, you know, San Diego especially.
The Banditos.
They come to San Juan Capistrano.
There you go.
You have a 420 show at Levity Live in Oxnard. It's a great club. I played there. It's a good time. And then you've got a podcast, of course, that we mentioned earlier, The Church of What's Happening Now, iTunes, joeydiaz.net, joeydiaz.net for more tour dates. What's a city you're going to next? Do you know one?
Salt Lake motherfucking city.
Nice.
With the Mormons.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Wise guys.
I like it there. That's a good
then
quote.
Milwaukee and Detroit. And I'm done.
Oh, yeah? You're getting out of the biz?
Nah. I'm just going to take from, like, March 3rd. Like, I got, like, from May 13th to, like, June 23rd. I don't have to leave town. Which is
you nice. like spring, early summer is, like, your
like
favorite
that.
Time of year?
Nah, but I got a couple local weeks, so that makes up for it.
Yeah.
And it just worked out that way. But then I got to go to, like, Atlantic City and... St. Louis in July. St. Louis in July is a motherfucker, but what are you going to do? You got to make a living.
Right. I like St. Louis. You go to Helium there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good club.
I think I've been there, actually.
That's good. Yeah, I'd go there in the summer. I think I might have.
It's going to be heavy humidity. I fucking hate humidity.
I just came from Boston, and it was like -3 degrees.
Oh, yeah, it's been cold.
It sucked.
It snowed in Buffalo, where I was last weekend. My plane went on fire. What are you going to do?
Wait.
Poor Give Chinese, me a tally.
Poor Chinese people getting thrown off United Airlines.
Oh,
you
yeah.
See that? Fucked up.
It's pretty shitty.
Do we gain viewers? Got to settle that before we go.
I think I tweeted it. I know I wrote
thank
the thing.
You again
I tweeted it earlier.
Chloe Dykstra. You could just have it on your computer. You know that, Daniel.
Oh, yeah.
And...
Give us the numbers. Does the kid get the trip?
Daniel's got a computer in his lap, and he ran off to find out the number.
1752.
We're down. Oh,
damn it.
Oh, no. People probably saw your tweets and thought, you know, that's not getting high isn't her thing. We're going to respect, we're going to give her space.
Yeah.
And then they told their friends to take a powder. But
thanks, guys. Thanks.
We went a little long today, and it is on at an interesting time of day because most people are probably at some sort of work situation,
yeah.
And so they can't, you know, they know it's going to be 45 minutes long, and then they had to bail, because we weren't long, because we're having so much fun, but thank you to Chloe Dykstra and Joey Coco Diaz. Let's get Joey back to Cuba, is our mission. In the case of Chloe, our mission is to
we got a place
see
to do
diminuendo
the
at a film festival.
We got a place to do the podcast. My cousin owns La Factoria in Havana.
If you were in Cuba, I would come visit
spot,
Cuba.
Jack.
For sure.
What do you think, Chloe? You
That'd be awesome.
Want to chill down there?
Yeah, let's do it.
Fuck yeah.
You and me.
And the next episode of this show is going to be on Monday, April 17th. We'll get back to you or, you know, check the site for what time, and I'll tweet about it and all that. And thanks for watching. Bye.
Thanks again to Weed Week for sponsoring the show today. Weed Week is happening soon on Viceland, the TV channel from Vice. It's like Shark Week, but with weed. They are premiering new seasons of shows like Bon Appetit and Weedekit. And late nights, Desus and Meru move their Viceland show to L.A. for the week so they can legally celebrate the high holy days. Weed Week starts April 17th on Viceland and ends on 420. Go to Viceland.com to find your channel.